All right, folks, welcome back to segment four of program number three of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is, and I am Marshall Wood, your host again for this fourth segment of my show here on AM 1100 WCGA, wonderful coastal Georgia. And in essence, we're really just talking about the war on women that's taking place right now and my slow recognition of that in the past until my wife and particularly Nurse Gimpy, Sandra, called my attention to some things a few weeks ago. And I said, you know, I'm speaking to men, but I don't see that many men standing up as they should. And I don't think these men understand the consequences of not doing it. So I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them on program four. But before I do that, I'd have to remind those people out there who are listening and who really are concerned, who call themselves Christians, believe themselves to be aggressive warrior males, to wake up and understand that our battlefield of America is terribly decimated and littered with wounded and dying bodies of righteous people who have been the targets of the Devilcrat Party. If you are a Democrat, you better flee that association of people as quick as you can. You better understand that you need to put yourself under the authority of Father God, that you need to surrender your life to Jesus Christ and Him alone, to have His blood cover you and to be filled with His Holy Spirit, that you may be able to discern the terrible error of your ways. Because a person carries the label Republican does not make them righteous or good in God's eyes necessarily. But what it does mean is if you support these programs of the Democrat Republican Party, and particularly those that Donald Trump is championing, your antenna is facing in the right direction. And you keep it there long enough, you will get the message if you don't have it, that we need to make America great again. We need to reawaken America. We must wake up, because the war that the Democrats are prosecuting is being funded by the darkest possible forces behind the world scenes has led us to the point where there may not be a tomorrow unless we do stand up. It is absolutely imperative. We talked about some of those questions that need to be asked that can't be answered. Why is a tiny minority of LGBTQ so powerful? What percentage of America really is of that particular persuasion, and why did they merit such attention in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Well, it is what it is. God's way is the only way, and these people, this group of folks, are rebelling against the authority of Father God, who said, I have a purpose for this world, and it is for one man and one woman to be joined together for a physical lifetime, reproducing physically and spiritually as often as God gives them the opportunity until we reach that end point of His plan, which is Revelation 20:10, when that evil one who's behind what's happening today and who is pulling the strings of the Democrat Party and who talks to the empty-headed Joe Biden every night, I'm sure, as he did and controlled Barack Obama before him. Yeah, I believe what I just said. We have to get this world straightened out, and if men don't stand up and defend the women in their lives, then we have hell to pay. What's a good man? Well, a good man is a man who loves women passionately, who understands that that passionate love, it creates that tingle in his loins, must be controlled and harnessed and aimed at a particular woman with whom he reproduces life and helps her as that life is raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and who also sees those other women around him who are struggling and may not have a strong male presence in their lives, that they can come alongside and be shepherded as a good pastor will shepherd his flock. But there are men out there that need to find those fatherless children in homes and give them direction. or where it's appropriate and they can do it, give direction to the women out there who like that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about womanhood, the highest creation in God's universe. Perfection. Lovely, gracious, and wonderful when her spirit is not contaminated by men mistreating them or allowing groups to attack them, whether they be Hillary Clinton or some LGBT group or some bunch that says, I'm going to put on lipstick and grow my hair long and I'm going to be a sprinter on a woman's track team or I'm going to be on a woman's volleyball team. Nonsense. God created man and he created woman and all these LGBTQ and Democrat creeps and miscreants that are trying to break up the binary imperative of God's kingdom, one man and one woman, need to be pushed back to the hell they came from. We must defend femininity. We must defend our women. We must protect our women. We must empower our women because, gentlemen, let me give you some bad news for your ego. It is the woman that creates the man, okay? I confess, without my wife standing next to me for the last 53, she was with me for 57 years. We were together for 4 years before we got married. Without women, men can be nothing. Folks, I hope you will come back to the final segment, or I'm going to finish up this little bit of a screed I'm on, but I want you to know that there's nothing more important in this world than a godly woman. See you in segment 5.